Good evening, everyone. Well, I began the day by sharing some favorite music of mine, because music is a real passion for me. But in order to have an opera, one must have a libretto, and therefore poetry is another great love in my life. Now, I've read a fair amount of poetry here on Audioboom over the past few months, but I've never read any Shakespeare, so that is a situation which must be rectified immediately. So I'm going to end the day by sharing my two favorite Shakespearean sonnets with you folks. The first one I'm going to read, 129, is a poem I have loved since I was a teenager. The narrator's sense of worthlessness that he experiences in the first two quatrains really spoke directly to me. I thought to myself, I know exactly how you feel. But then, in the latter part of the sonnet, the narrator realizes that there is hope, life is worth living, and I think that's very important as well. So here is Sonnet 129. When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy contented least. Yet in these thoughts myself almost despising, haply I think on thee, and then my state, like to the lark at break of day arising, from sullen earth sings hymns at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings. Now, I must confess that I am a hopeless romantic, so I'm sure any true lover of Shakespeare will know exactly which sonnet I'm going to read next. But it has to be done, folks. I have to read Sonnet 116. It's my very favorite sonnet of all time. Yes, I'm a sop, I realize it, but here we go. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love, which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with a remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out, e'en to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.